Well, how about them damn Aggies? Shut up. Texas A&M undefeated. Doubting them. God, I doubted them the whole way. Now they're 9-0. We'll get to more A&M here in a minute. Welcome in, all you drunkards, late Saturday night. Hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully you can see me. I never really know. But this one's for you, Coach Elko. Ooh, made it extra stiff tonight. All right, let's get into it. Latest power rankings going into week 12. And if you're new here, this is very simple. One metric only. If Team A meets Team B on a neutral field tomorrow, who am I taking to win a football game? That's it. So let's get into it. Number 16, didn't play this week, so I'm not really going to talk about you. Dog shit, Arkansas. Get the hell out of here. Go hire a coach not named Bobby Petrino, and you might move up this list. Next, Florida. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, buddy. Florida Gators. That was pathetic. What was the final score? The 38-7 against previously dog shit Kentucky. God, that was bad. Florida. We might have to kick Florida out of the SEC if they don't get Lane Kiffin. I mean, what are these? Do you think Kiffin even wants this job now that they just lost 31 points to Kentucky? He lost to Kentucky last season. He's never heard the end of it yet. I don't know if he can take over a program that is this despicable. What happened to DJ Lagway? He got yanked in this game. No heart. Team's banged up. Gave up. Looking ahead to next season, I guess. But Florida. I remember last week, Florida pushed Georgia basically to the brink. So I kind of saw this one coming, but I certainly didn't see a 31-point shellacking coming here. Florida, who we got next? We got, we're driving to Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's going to get a firsthand look at this dog shit squad and figure out if he wants to coach them or not. Good luck with that. I'm done talking about you, Florida. 14, Cocktober, no sir. South Carolina was on a bye. I'm not going to waste any of our time talking about Shane Beamer and company. They suck. Next, 13, Kentucky, moving you up. You might deserve a little bit higher rankings, perhaps. I like what I've seen from Cutter Bowley. Loved what we've seen from Seth McGowan. Offensive line's playing well. Defense really playing well. Generated a bunch of turnovers this weekend. So moving on up to the point where Stoops could keep his job. He's 4-5 now. He'll be 5-5 next week. At Vanderbilt, at Louisville. At Louisville's falling to pieces. Mark Stoops, that motivated crazy bastard who loves whiskey like me, he might just save his job. Shout out Mark Stoops. And I thought he was dead and buried. Nope. Shout out Kentucky. Got life because they got a quarterback. Had him all along, but they were starting Money Calzada for some reason. That was stupid. All right, number 12, Auburn. And you may say, what the hell? Kentucky just beat Auburn, didn't they? They did. But that was with Hugh Freeze as a coach. Now that Hugh Freeze's ass is out of here, I like what I saw from Auburn. I know they lost, but shout out to DJ Durkin. He's 10 times the coach of Hugh Freeze, apparently. Auburn scoring 38 points against a top 20 team on the road. Where was this? Ashton Daniels, good night. You know, he wasn't perfect, but he scored something like 4 touchdowns in this game. Pushed Vanderbilt to the brink here. Defense kind of catered a little bit, but that's understandable. DJ Durkin had to coach the whole team this week, not just the defense. So I'm giving Auburn some respect because they kicked Hugh Freeze's ass to the curb like they should have done about 2 years ago, but they finally did it, and they showed signs of life. This is the best Auburn's looked all year to me. So shout out, Auburn. The best you've looked all year, you're number 12. Mississippi State, number 11. What the hell was that? My dumb ass picked you to beat Georgia. And you made me look twice as dumb as I normally make myself look. So I'm mad at you, Mississippi State. That was a pathetic performance. You don't deserve to make a bowl game. And you probably won't now because you got, well, hell, maybe you will. You got Missouri coming up here. Next week will probably decide it because you're going to get your ass kicked in the Egg Bowl by Ole Miss. But just a very overall disappointing performance. I thought you would compete. Hell, I thought you could beat Georgia. I picked it like a dumbass, but I guess that's more my fault than it is yours. But you still could have showed some signs of life, which you showed none of on Saturday. I'm disappointed in you. Very disappointed in you. LSU, number 10. Whoa. Showing some signs of life. Pushed Alabama. If you had anything resembling a competent offense, you may have won that football game. Unfortunately, you do not. And now you got a quarterback competition. Anybody that missed it, they benched Garrett Nussmeier, put in Michael Van Buren, and he looked pretty solid. But the coach, Frank Wilson, shout out, nice guy, popular guy. He didn't seem to know what the hell he was doing with timeouts and clock management. Defense was fighting their ass off, which they have been for the most part of the season. So shout out to LSU, but you're kind of, this is the same deal as Florida. Florida just got their ass whooped, right? LSU is probably going to get their ass whooped. I mean, shockingly, it may not shock me, but Arkansas and Oklahoma, they're probably both going to whoop your ass, because I think there might be a lot of quit in this LSU team. I think this may have been the last solid performance we get from them, because it was as good as they could do and they still lost. Shout out number 9 in low T hypo, putting Tennessee number 9. Mm-mm-mm. They were on a bye. I don't feel like talking about low T, so on, done with you. Number 8, Mizzou. What the hell? This is another one. I believed in you, Zollers. I believe in you no more. Mm. It's probably not fair, but Bo, what are they paying Bo? $1.5 million? Apparently he's worth $10 million to this damn offense, because they were pretty pathetic outside of the running game without old Bo Prabula. Eli Drinkwitz calling himself out in the press conference. I actually like that when you lose big at home in a game you got to get to make the college football playoff. It's going to be very interesting to see what Missouri looks like the rest of the year. Do they go in the tank? I don't think they will, because they still got a quality defense. They were playing fairly well against A&M on defense, and then the dam broke here. So they're a wild card. I still think there's a lot of good fight in this team, but how much fight can there be when your offense is generating very little outside of the running game? And even that it's just such tough sledding when you have literally no passing game to go with the rushing attack. So not very confident in you, Missouri. Number 7, Vanderbilt. Man, what a gutty performance this was. Your defense is, it's awful again. I mean, when Auburn goes up and down the field on you, you know you got problems. But that may have been more Cam Coleman being an amazing athlete and Ashton Daniels showing some signs of life. That was pretty incredible. But I don't know what to make of Vanderbilt. I mean, this could be a playoff team. Hell, I think I'd take them to beat. Well, I know Kentucky's playing a little bit better, but they got 2 weeks to prepare for that. And at Tennessee, I mean, that's a coin toss. And I would probably favor Vanderbilt in that game. Perhaps. I don't know. We'll see what Tennessee looks like. What does Tennessee look like with their playoff hopes? What does Tennessee look like against Florida? God, if they lose to this Florida team, maybe we do fire Josh Heupel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that's how bad Florida is. They're just pitiful. But again, Vanderbilt, 2 weeks to prepare, everything in front of them, two games, you win them, you're in the college football playoff. It's a hell of an accomplishment. All right, number 6, give me Oklahoma, another team on a bye, so I'm not really going to discuss them, but, you know, they're sitting pretty good. They still have their playoff hopes in front of them. Huge game next week at Alabama. Number 5, also on a bye, Texas, mighty Texas. Now they've got an epic game at Georgia. Where Cousin Shane says you're going to get your ass kicked. That's Cousin Shane saying it, not me. I think it's going to be a ball game. I think it's going to be the best game in the country next weekend. Texas at Georgia. Can't wait for that. I'm not going to say anything more because you want to buy. Ole Miss. Freudian slip there. I was already thinking Lane Kiffin is to Florida. That's coming soon. But Ole Miss, you were on a bye. You played the Citadel. So I don't give a shit. You're number 4. Georgia 3, dominating performance. Gunnar Stockton, maybe he's in the Heisman conversation, perhaps. Finally, the defense coming to life for Georgia, getting multiple sacks, getting some turnovers, I believe. Let's see here. Yeah, one turnover in the ball game, but six tackles for loss, three sacks, which normally you'd expect that, right, from your Georgia defense. Not this year, but they're getting it this year. Really did a really good job. I mean, Mississippi State played two quarterbacks. Neither one of them got to 100 yards passing. So Georgia defense coming along. Georgia offense, they're a machine. Rush for 303 yards. I guess Mississippi State, what a performance. I think Georgia could win it all after what I saw today. Give me Bama, number two. Again, some they look a little bit off here lately. I thought they were just kind of tired the last couple games, but even against LSU, looked a little bit off. But won the game, won it comfortably in the end. I think they even covered the spread, but just barely. And then A&M, mighty A&M. They're probably going to win the national championship if they keep doing this. Because it doesn't matter. Again, they can win high scoring. They can win low scoring. They can win on the road. They obviously can win on the, at home. Marcel Reed, I didn't even think played that well. They won by 21 points. If they get Le'Veon Moss back, they're going to be even more potent. I mean, it's just a hell of a team. Mike Elko pushing all the right buttons. All offseason, we said, you know, there's not going to be an undefeated team in the SEC. I think we got one now. I think it's A&M. They're probably going to beat the shit out of South Carolina. We know they'll beat the shit out of Samford. And then it'll come down to that Texas game. How about that? And I think A&M would be favored by 8 or 9 points in Austin. How about that? All right, let's get into the comments, questions, concerns. Chrome Bison D might have taken the night off, but Diego still took care of business. Anchor down. That's true. The defense did take a night off. God, you can't let Auburn score damn near 40 points on you. That was pathetic. I mean, we got to remember who Auburn is. Auburn is... I mean, they're awful on offense. Now, they looked like $1 million here on Saturday, so that is a huge, huge concern, I would say. Gregory, appreciate you. Mizzou should be 16. We might lose out. Could they? Nah, I think they just got exposed as the frauds that I said they were early in the season. I don't know why I picked them. That was stupid, but they'll beat Arkansas, surely. They always beat Arkansas. Mississippi State. I mean, hell, everybody beats Mississippi State except for dog shit Arkansas. So now you'll win those two. You'll go 8-4. 8-4. That's a decent year. Not a great year, but a decent year. Shout out Giggum Bart. Get ready to learn the yell later. God damn it. I was hoping you forgot about that, Bart. I've only been tagged in it 10 bajillion times, but yeah, that's going to be fun. So Shane and I, we're going to be doing, I don't know what kind of dance we're going to do. I don't know. We've kind of narrowed it down. Is there just one dance? Can someone like link us to maybe the best Aggie? Yo, is that such a thing? Is there a best dance, or are they all here, you know, hideously homoerotic? I mean, I don't know. I honestly, I don't watch all that stuff, but maybe if you guys can send us the best one, we'll do it. Well, I don't think we have any of the overalls or anything like that. I got the towel. I can wave the towel. That's about all I can do for you. I'm interested to see how Shane does it. But I think the plan is we'll film it, and then I'll edit it together, and we'll play it live. I think that's the only way we can do it. Shout out Justin Bullock. Officials look pretty good versus LSU. I don't think the officials cost them that one. Mike, do you like Oklahoma beats Bama next week? I don't think so. I think the spread will be 7 or 8, if I had to guess. 7 or 8, I would think, at least. I don't know. I don't know how competitive. I mean, Oklahoma's defense will make it competitive. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of going back and forth as I'm sitting here thinking about it. Let's look at the schedule for next week. It's a hell of a weekend here in the SEC. We got some really good games in the Southeastern Conference. Cannot wait for it. Let me share the screen. Here we go. So here's a look at the SEC next weekend. South Carolina A&M. Kudos. Carolina's 2 weeks to prepare. Sellers gets hot. Maybe, but I think A&M's only lost to Carolina once since they joined the SEC. I don't see that changing. Arkansas, LSU. Arkansas's had 2 weeks to prepare. Again, LSU's got a quarterback controversy. It's an early game. Those people despise noon games. I've seen them get their ass kicked a couple of times early in the day. Who knows? Golden boot. Oklahoma, Bama. Oklahoma catches a break. That's not a night game. That'll be fun. Florida at Ole Miss. All the drama with Lane Kiffin makes that infinitely more interesting now. Again, Ole Miss should destroy that team, but can't wait to see what Lane Kiffin has to say this week. He's only going to get asked the question 2,000 times. And then Texas, Georgia at night. Hopefully, Texas fans do not throw any beer bottles on the field down in Athens. That would be not advised. And then Mississippi State, Missouri. Again, there's intrigue there as well. See what, if Missouri's giving in, I don't know. And then Tennessee Tech, Kentucky, New Mexico State, Tennessee. Who gives a shit about those? But the rest of the slate looks pretty. I removed myself like I probably should. Okay, who else we got? Marshall. Mike, how much you got left in that glass? Take a sip. This one's for the Aggies. 9-0. Marching to 11-0 for sure. And I think 12-0 based on what we've seen so far. I think if Texas gets their ass kicked next week, which I'm not saying they will, but if they do, I don't know how much they're going to have left in the tank when A&M comes to town. I really don't. Because, well, I don't know. I mean, there's all this chaos, right? All this chaos in college football. It's really looking like the ACC is only going to have one. The Big 12, maybe only one. I think there's a real possibility, as crazy as it sounds, that the SEC gets five teams into the playoff. Now, they may need Notre Dame to lose, based on what Stevens told me. But that's going to be something interesting. All these teams that are ranked highly, let's go over it real quick. Because normally I don't give two shits about the playoff rankings. I really don't. But if it helps the SEC, I think it's worth discussing here. So hopefully you can see here on the left, these are the playoff rankings. Indiana won. I wish they would have lost. That could have helped. BYU, for some damn reason, is number 7. They lost, so that's good. Virginia, they just lost. They were 14 for some damn reason. They're ahead of Vanderbilt. It's ridiculous. Louisville just lost. That's good. I'm telling you, these teams are dropping. These teams are dropping. I think that's going to really help the SEC. We need cheating-ass Notre Dame to lose one. I think that would help to ensure the SEC gets 5. But I think the SEC is looking good to get out. Last year we only got 3. We'll get 4 in for sure. And shout out to Mike Andrews, says Memphis lost too. So again, these teams that are alleged playoff teams, they're losing left and right. Carl, appreciate you. My Vols held the bye week to 14. Defense getting better. I don't know about that, crazy Carl. But shout out the legend, Cousin Rick. We appreciate you, buddy. How about them Aggies? Sorry I ever doubted you.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. $100. Wow. If your investment advisor doesn't tell you to fade Shane and Mike's pulling against the Aggies, keep watching the best SEC podcast, but fade their upset picks. Stay healthy and gig'em. Beat the hell out of South Carolina. As cousins, we are blessed. And we're blessed, Rick, to have you keep showing up, even though we're two idiots and we picked against your team. But we can admit when we're wrong and we'll dance it off for you. Sunday night, we'll dance it off for you. We'll do a yell just for you and all the great Aggies out there that knew their team was going 9-0. Georgia Tech ain't dead. Well, they probably should be. Shout out Joey Adams, Durkin for head coach, Pruitt for defensive coordinator. Let's dream. God. Can we get any other losers? Jimbo for offensive coordinator. Who else? What other loser? Billy Napier as offensive coordinator. Junior, at least we still got each other. Go Gator. God, I can't imagine being a Florida fan right now. But again, I guess you got your hopes up, right? That you're going to get Kiffin and it's all going to be better soon. But what if you don't get him? Because the latest, again, I know I'm like flopping over here, but the latest is Lane Kiffin maybe staying at Ole Miss. Now, I don't know. I literally don't know. And I say that every time. I just tell you guys what I'm hearing. And I don't think Lane Kiffin knows. But when I told you, what was it, a week or two ago, that all indications were he was headed to Florida. Now I'm hearing maybe not. So I don't know. Vandy Chris, you picked Auburn. Enjoy that. I sure as hell didn't pick Auburn, sir. Go check the tape. That's the beauty of having a YouTube show and all these graphics. People can literally go fact check everything. I sure as hell didn't pick Auburn. I picked Vanderbilt. Pavia in New York City. I would never. I think I said they would be competitive. I picked Vanderbilt to win by 10. And I was wrong about that. Junior says, I believe Lane might stay now. DJ looks like a broken quarterback, doesn't he? And I don't think that would affect anything to do with Lane Kiffin. He'll go attract the top quarterback out of the portal if he needs to. Mike, how in the blue hell could you have Auburn above Kentucky? Kentucky just beat their ass last week. Great question, Landon. Maybe you missed it. Auburn fired Hugh Freeze. They look significantly better on offense with Hugh Freeze not touching the program. And now it seems like they've found something at quarterback that obviously Hugh Freeze could not identify for himself. So, again, if those teams met next week on a neutral field, give me Auburn. I know Kentucky just beat them. And you say just beat their ass. It was 10-3. Kentucky looked like shit in that game, too. Maybe you missed it, but... now Cutters looked good in all these games, but he didn't look good against Auburn. I mean, that was just pitiful, that performance, I thought. So beat their ass? No. It was two shitty teams, and then one was just had more talent and shouldn't look that shitty, so they turned around and fired their coach. Yeah, Hugh Freeze should be in prison, says Silver Spur Sicko. I don't know if that's not me endorsing that statement. I'm not going quite that far, but he should not be anywhere near the SEC, which I have been saying for years. And we see further evidence of that tonight. Shout out, Rick. At least this podcast will be my safe space if the Aggies go south. Oh, not going to happen this year. Giga! Appreciate you, cousin. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine watching this A&M team and thinking, I mean, how would it go south? They're strong at like everything, seemingly. Now, run defense, still an issue. I'm looking it up here. Missouri had 207 rushing yards and on only 34 carries. So that was a real issue. That's what kept Missouri kind of in the game for a little bit. But beyond that, A&M's elite. And again, I think A&M played about a C game. And they won by 21 points on the road in the Southeastern Conference. You could probably count on one hand how many SEC teams have won on the road in the conference and won by 21 points this season. It's probably not happened too many times off the top of my head. And the Aggies just did it not playing that well. That's a sign of a hell of a team, if you ask me. Shout out, Marshall. Jimbo for head coach. Hugh Freeze, offensive coordinator. Pittman, offensive line. Pruitt, D.C. Billy Napier, clock management coordinator. Dream team. Who else are we missing? Can we get Muschamp involved in this somehow? Perhaps Chad Morris, Butch Jones, coordinator of five-star hearts. I mean, there's a lot of losers out there we can add to this roster. Derek Mason, perhaps. He's not as bad as most of these guys. I mean, Pittman is the only one I would disagree with is Pittman, offensive line coach. He's elite at that. But the rest of these guys, clowns. Pure clowns. How about this one from Marsh Ghost World? Texas fans don't get to run their mouth till they can beat Georgia, and it won't be happening next week. I can guarantee you that. Mike Shula, the offensive analyst, forgot that one. Oh, buddy. Man, that's going to be quite the showdown. Texas, Georgia. So Arch Manning's heating up. We'll see if Georgia punts the ball to Ryan Niblett. If they don't punt the ball to Ryan Niblett, I think they'll win this game convincingly. But I don't know why teams keep punting to them, but they keep doing it. I guess they think they can handle it. They can't. Liquid Flames. You know the saying, plan for the worst, hope for the best. It's BS. I just expect the worst always. New Kentucky would win. Kiffin is getting an Ole Miss extension. Well, perhaps. But Lane Kiffin's got an extension ready. Ole Miss got it ready, waiting for him to sign it. And he hasn't signed it. And I'm not saying he should. You know, he should squeeze the donors for as much NIL and support as he can possibly get. And the longer this thing goes on, the more he can command. So he's very smart. He says it's not about the money. We'll see if he gets a pay bump. Because if he does, I think it's about the money, perhaps. But it's interesting. Until he signs the dotted line, he's available. Andrew Cope, Hugh Freeze doesn't deserve a buyout at all. Ask his daughter. His daughter thinks he deserves one and thinks we need to find Jesus because he can't coach. What else we got here? Come on, fire away with some questions here. Something to react to. Let's look at the SEC standings. It's a little anticlimactic because Bama and A&M keep winning everything. So right now, the SEC championship game, I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. I am rooting for in Atlanta, the two teams I want to see. I'm not saying this is like my prediction, but this is just who I want to see. I would want to see A&M and Ole Miss, and we still have a shot at getting that. And I just want that because those teams have never been. And I think it's absolutely true that the SEC championship game has been diminished a little bit. Even last year, it was a weird vibe in the building, and it was Texas' first year they got there. If it was someone else, like if it was Georgia, Bama, I don't know what that place would have looked like. I think it would have been really weird. I think it helped that it was Georgia. You know, that's like the local team, obviously. But the Texas fans were fired up. The bad example. Let's say it was LSU and Bama. I know that doesn't make a lot of... Well, yeah, it could have been because we've done away with divisions. But if it was LSU-Bama, I think it would have been like a dead-ass building. I really do. But because it was Georgia, a local team, because it was Texas first time, I think there was some energy there. I think if it was Ole Miss and A&M, I think that place would be a damn madhouse because those teams would be battling their ass off to win their first SEC championship game. So that's kind of why I'm rooting for that. But realistically, it looks like it's probably going to be A&M and Bama. But certainly Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas, you can't rule out any. It's going to be those five. It'll be two of those. And, man, we're going down to the wire here, which is fun. It should be a really good game, I think. Hey, appreciate your Raycard. Reed or Simpson for the Heisman? Give me Marcel Reed. I think Ty Simpson's kind of cooled off. He's still an excellent player. Not many quarterbacks are better than Ty Simpson, I think, this season. But give me Marcel Reed. Because I don't know. I think his team's better. And I don't know that you give an award because of that. But I don't know if either one of them's going to win it. I think that damn Indiana quarterback's going to win it. That Son of a no shot nail. Gigabyte. Keep that. Damn, the Aggies shut me up. I said, no way. No way. Could they go 3-0 on their three-game road trip? And they did it. They fucking did it. I mean, they just keep breaking one barrier after another. You know? I'd be interested. I'd be very interested with all these Aggies like Dane. Wonder if he's got anywhere where he's made his preseason predictions where he had the Aggies. Because I bet he didn't have them in the playoff. But I did. So it's kind of weird. It's a little weird, the doubters. I picked them to win every game except for this one. But the 1 out of 10, you're wrong. But that's fair because I was pretty bold with it. I'm a bold guy. No team in the SEC. What's it? Appreciate you, Pamela. Florida wants Mark Stoops. He'd be an upgrade over Gonzalez, whatever the hell his name is. Cousin Shane and Pavia, 2020. Oof. I don't think Shane, he does not have his pulse on Vanderbilt at all. He does not have it at all. I think Shane's picked like literally every game aside from the Charleston one, the Utah State, and Georgia State. Is that who that is, right? I think he's literally got every other game wrong. He picked them to lose to Auburn. They beat Auburn. He picked them to beat Texas. They lost to Texas. He picked LSU to beat them. I think he picked Bama to beat them. Or he picked them to beat Bama. I know he picked South Carolina. He even picked Virginia Tech to beat them. We got to bring back Shane, the Grim Reaper, just when it comes to Vanderbilt exclusively. Phil, appreciate you, buddy. Come on, KS, load the playoff with SEC teams. I need Mizzou here in Orlando for the Citrus Bowl. The D played hard and should be proud. O-line a miss. I could get that. I like this one from Liquid. Shane and Pavia in 2028 for what? Beer chugger of the year? Pavia's good. He's not that good. Shane would smoke his ass. did Stoops save his job? Somebody asked. Marcos. I think if he gets to 6-6 for sure. So if he surely he'll beat Tech, even though Tech's undefeated. But if he beats Vanderbilt or Louisville, and he may very well save it just by the fact that Cutter Bowley looks really promising, and he's like a Kentucky guy, like he's not leaving. And I think they could sell that perhaps, but you know, beating the hell out of Florida should not be overlooked at Kentucky, who historically they can never beat Florida. They just whoop their ass, and they've been pretty dominant against them. So I think there's a good shot Mark Stoops is back now at Kentucky, regardless if they win out. Rick, appreciate you. I underestimated my Aggies. I projected 10-2. Beat the hell out of South Carolina. I think even 10-2, I think most A&M fans, if they're being honest, most of them are pretty honest. I don't know how many of them had 10-2. Maybe they were hopeful, but that's a big step up. Shane, they want to know who would win in a beer chugging contest, you or Diego Pavia? I told them you'd whoop Pavia's ass. Now, any other athletic event, I'm not taking you, but I think that one, you got him. I think you got it. Anything else here? Fire away with some questions. You got a question for us, Shane? Should I pour some more? I feel like one is just not enough. Since I got a dress. Well, I don't think I'm going to do a dressing. Because I truly don't have any blue jean overalls. I wish I did. I mean, not really. But I wish I did for this damn singing we got to do. I might have to drink to... Just to do that. Mike, tell Shane not to fake injuries. Who's more nervous for the Aggie yell? I think it's it goes without saying, it's Cousin Shane. I'm very interested to see what he comes up with for this one. All right, appreciate you, Aggieland. All right, Mike, we did what you said we wouldn't, and we won three straight road games. Now it's time to cut that hippie hair. I got a haircut on Friday. I'm not getting it cut no more. That was not part of it. No, the hair remains. But, hey, I've given them their flowers. Rick, I missed the rankings. Can you recap? Yes, sir. I will do it for you, Rick, because you're such an awesome Aggie. Number one, of course, Texas A&M. Hold on. I'm going to pour more whiskey while we're doing this. I'm going to pour it out of this Tennessee legend here. Texas A&M, number one. We got Alabama, number two. And the gap is growing between Texas A&M and Bama. I've been saying for weeks, I don't think there is much of a gap, but I think there is now, for what that's worth. My opinion's not worth much these days. Georgia, number three. Georgia and Bama, I seriously considered flip-flopping this week. Georgia's looking damn good. Ole Miss, number four, they're right there, too. The separation between two, three, and four is virtually none. Again, Ole Miss' only loss is at Georgia, and Georgia's only loss was Bama. Give me Texas 5, Oklahoma 6, Vanderbilt still alive for the playoff, they may very well get there at 7. Missouri 8, I know they lost, but aside from, you know, a rookie quarterback that wasn't ready for the spotlight, I think this is a good team still. Tennessee 9, LSU 10, I like the fight there, but I think they'll cave. Mississippi State 11. I don't know what the hell to make of them. Auburn 12. I think they're awesome now that they fired Hugh Freeze. Kentucky 13. South Carolina 14. Florida 15. The wheels have fallen off. And dog shit, Arkansas 16. There's a recap. Ray, appreciate you. Will Shane do a push-ups like the Aggies yell leader if A&M wins the Natty? Oh, buddy. That's something I'd like to see. I would say the answer is no, but I don't know. We'd have to get him out here to answer that one. How about Dante? We appreciate you. If Texas can get the secondary right before the Georgia game, it's going to be a fight to the end. Texas D-line is having a hell of a season, and Arch is improving. I agree with all that. But here's a potential concern. Georgia, they're getting a little bit better. Now, maybe it was just Mississippi State, but Georgia, I believe this is 2 weeks in a row now where they're getting after the quarterback a little bit better. And they've not been able to do that all season. And we know Texas. Now, they've kind of, we had Bobby Burton on the show. I don't know if you checked it out. You know, he made note of the changes they made to the offensive line there in Austin to kind of help out. But still, offensive line, that's really hurt him. Florida, of course. And I would say, I can't really remember Ohio State. It's been so long ago. But that's a slight area of concern for me. Rick, appreciate you. Man, Rick, old Money Mags Rick's over here. Man, he's feeling good. Why wouldn't he? A&M's 9-0, cruising to 11-0. The only thing standing in the way of an undefeated season, them damn short horns. Scott, the Aggies' best win is the next one. Are we still doing this? Who have we beaten? I mean, that's the stupidest shit, isn't it? We could do that for everybody. Who have you beaten? I mean, they're the only undefeated team in the conference. I mean, at what point do we respect that? If you don't respect that, I don't respect you. I mean, it's different if it's like 1 weekend, 2 weekend, but once we're past the halfway point, you got to let that shit go. You got to let that shit go. I mean, they're number three in the country. They may be number two, you know? Question for Mike. How many freshman quarterbacks would you take over Bowley? Freshman quarterbacks. Not many. He's a redshirt freshman, though, right? So we got to factor that. Thinking. I can't think of one, to be honest with you. I can't think of one. Mike, you're crowning Indiana with that logic. I mean, not really. Not in the SEC. I mean, we got to stop with this bullshit. I mean, this is we're talking SEC. They're beating. Okay, they beat a number 10, a top 10 team on the road. Who are they beating? Well, they beat a number 10 on the road. I mean, they've won 3 straight road games. I mean, has anybody else done that in the conference this year? 3 straight? Let's look at the best teams. Alabama, where's your 3 straight on the road? I don't see it. Georgia, where's your 3 straight on the road? Oh, I don't see it. How about Mighty Texas? I don't count Oklahoma as technically on the road, but I guess you could. But I still don't, because that's not technically on the road. I mean, it's a neutral. And then Ole Miss, I mean, I don't know. They're the only team that's done it. And it's not like they're squeaking by these teams. It's like they're getting all the fucking coaches fired because they're beating everybody's ass. I don't know how that's comparable to Indiana, who I don't follow Big Ten. So I don't know why we're bringing that into the conversation. This is That SEC Podcast. I don't know if you've seen the name yet or seen any of the thousands of hours of us talking SEC football and only SEC football and about 10 hours of basketball. But so to bring that shit in here, I don't know. That's just a weird, stupid thing to say. Anything else here? I'm starting to get hammered because these questions are seeming dumber and dumber as I go. Compared an SEC schedule to Indiana. What are we even doing? We're just looking for a reason to knock people down. That's what it is. That's what it always is. And it goes both ways, you know? I mean, Texas A&M fans were knocking Texas last year. It just goes, we just do this roundabout. But in the SEC, every damn game's tough. I don't care who it is. Even if it's one of these dog shit teams, they get up for these big games, and they got athletes. Like, I have Arkansas dog shit 16, right? I think Taylen Green's amazing. South Carolina, I got them 14. I think Lenore Sellers at times, he's incredible. I mean, I think he's potentially like a top 5 quarterback. You know, that's why football's awesome. It's just such a double, it's such a sport where you need everybody. And like one weak link can expose so much. That's why it's awesome. And that's why A&M is number one, because they're so complimentary. Offense, defense, special teams. The fake punt. What a shout out Elko's massive nutsack for the fake punt call. I'm sure he called that one. Double cousin curse is real. I already knew that. I've been around long enough to know that. Whenever Shane picks a game that I feel like I'm being sneaky picking, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I almost swapped my pick to A&M as soon as he picked Missouri. I was like, well, this can't happen. And I almost did the same damn thing for Kentucky. But 50% ain't half bad, I guess. You know what? But, yeah, the double cousin curse, very real. Very, very real. Dante Lagway with another 3 interception game. It's bizarre. The guy didn't practice at all off season, and I don't know if that's an excuse anymore, but yeah, he's just lost it. I think he'll be better. I really do. Not this year, obviously, but if he can stay healthy and get the right system with the right coach, I think there's a lot to work with there. I really do. Cousin Shane, why does Elko look more pissed as the season goes? Probably because all these damn schedule doubters, Shane. And don't ask him about last season. That's always weird that he gets pissed off at that. Making what, $8 million. I can't answer a question for 10 minutes. Cousin Rick, I pray for every team to stay healthy and okay their best. Then beat the hell out of the next. Sweet dreams, cousins. Sweet dreams to you, Cousin Rick. I'm going to play your jingle because you're such an amazing egg.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
This one's for you, Aggs. I'm just envisioning doing this Yale leader thing. It's going to be a nightmare. I'm just trying to figure out which one's going to be worse, mine or Shane. I have a feeling Shane's going to be good, which means I'll be the worst one. Oh, Lord. All right, anything else here? No, I mean, I'm really getting hammered here. I can't stay on too much longer. J-Star, I appreciate you. What team do you think gives A&M the biggest test in the SEC championship? If you could pick anything, that's a great question. Biggest test in the SEC championship for A&M. You know, I would have said Alabama Friday, but I think it may be Georgia. Because Georgia, you just can't kill them, man. I don't know what it is about them. They are arguably, based on some analytics, at least the ones that I trust, Georgia, believe it or not, has the number one offense in the country. They can really run the ball now. Ran for over 300 yards. I know it was Mississippi State, but 300 yards in a Southeastern Conference game is damn impressive. And that's one area where A&M struggles. So I think A&M, Georgia, I think that would be a really back-and-forth football game. Alabama, you know, they got a lot of strengths, but it's not necessarily running the football. I think Ole Miss, A&M would be a really good game too. But I think the answer to that, that's a great question. I appreciate it. I think it is Georgia. And particularly, you're asking SEC championship, right? Obviously, in Atlanta, there's going to be a lot of dogs there. I think A&M would outrank them, though. I really do. But I do think a lot of Georgia fans would show up because it is local for them, basically. I think that would be that's the answer, I think. I think it's Georgia. And they have a championship coach. And none of these other teams really do. As much as, you know, Kalen DeBoer, we should give him his due for reaching the championship game at Washington. But that doesn't compare to Georgia's success. Shout out Zachary Qualls. If Tennessee wins out, let's pull up their schedule. Are we doing schedule talk again? Who have they beaten? If Tennessee wins out, would this be one of Josh Heupel's most impressive seasons? Okay, we're not doing that. Thank you. New quarterback, new offensive line, new receivers, and still the number one SEC offense. If they went out and go 9-3, yeah, I think you would have to say this is probably his best coaching job. I mean, 22 was pretty damn impressive as well. But, yeah, and I could be mistaken. I've been drinking again. You got to remember that. But I believe Tennessee has got more freshmen. There's a graphic going around. I think it was the next round. They do a really good job. Their social media team put out this graphic. You may want to go hunt this down to verify what I'm about to say because I very well could have it wrong. But I think Tennessee's got more freshmen on their roster, and I think that counts redshirt freshmen, not just true freshmen, but just redshirt freshmen or true freshmen of any team in the conference at around 47%. So if Tennessee has got more freshmen than anybody in the conference and they're going 9-3, I know the schedule is relatively light by SEC standards. That's still pretty damn good. And it's not because they're like dominant on, well, they are fairly dominant on offense, but it's not because they got like some dominant, all these dominant players and they're just lifting everybody. I think it's really is the offense. And given that they had to switch quarterbacks and all these receivers that are doing so well, they were virtually unproven at the Power Five level. So that is, yeah, it's pretty damn impressive if you ask me. Raycar, top five quarterbacks in the SEC. Man, you're hitting me with a hard one here because I'd like to take into account what we just saw. I haven't done the power rankings in a while. I've been pretty busy, but top five, top of my head, Marcel Reed, we'll put him in there. Gunner, got to put him in there. He's red hot right now. Ty Simpson. See, the fact it's taking me this long, this is not a good sign. Talen Green. I don't care that his team's dog shit. He's awesome. And then number five, Trinidad. Give me Trinidad. Zach Reese is 65% underclassmen. So again, if that's accurate, and I don't know if it is, that's pretty damn good to go 9-3. Scott Turner, appreciate you. Mike, what is a top metric, or is there a top metric? The committee looks at ranking the teams. I used to know that. I don't know it. I'll have to double check. But I will look that up and relay that. Joda Williams enthusiast. How cool is Bobby Burton? Yeah, Bobby's the best, man. He's hooked us up with a lot of ways. On Texas Football, go check him out. If you love Texas, you'll love their content. They kill it. And I'm trying to like kind of model this show a little bit after what they're doing with morning, afternoon, evening shows. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's the man. He is the man. Oh, shit. Yeah, see, I left Pavia off. Yeah, I take Pavia over Trinidad. I've been drinking again. Matt Muscona, LSU is burning. That guy's never been on this show. I don't know why he'd be shout out here, but is that Marler's burner? That looks like a text Marler would send me. Anything else here? I'm literally about to pass out. SEC Mike, would we see you in Austin? For the A&M game? That'd be fun, but that's too close to the holidays. I'm not going to be... No, I wish I could. I wish I was like Josh Payton. I was cool and I had all these resources to go. I mean, I think you guys can tell, but we are as low budget gets over here. We don't have any people behind us. I mean, it's Shane and I, right? And I wish we had the budget to be going to all these places and jet setting and doing all this stuff, but that's not us. Not yet, anyway. Hopefully one day. But maybe one day. I should probably stop drinking and doing late night shows. Maybe that would help. Maybe that would hurt. I don't know. But that's all I got before I get too crazy here. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, with some Aggie Yell and a breakdown of all this action. You ain't going to want to miss it. It's going to be pretty fun, pretty epic. Oh, one more. Appreciate you, Brandon. LSU's dog shit. Why did we wait so long to put the second string quarterback in? That was our only hope. At least his feet are not concrete. That is true. I can agree with all that, but... Hey, I appreciate Bill Effin Murray. That's why all the podcasts out there, we give you $5 a month. We appreciate you, Bill. It's people like you that's keeping this show afloat. We don't ask for anything, but we do appreciate a thumbs up, a like, and a share. Really helps us out so that maybe one day we could be cool. But even if we're not, I'm happy just doing this. I mean, can't beat this. I got no boss. I can say whatever the hell I want. Nobody can fire me except for Cousin Shane, and he hasn't done it yet. But on that note, I'm going to jump off here. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you tomorrow with some Aggie Yell and a breakdown of all these games, and hopefully we'll be sober. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.